Ladies and gentlemen, the Florida Podmen present the World League of Idiots, the A to Z of Idiots. This is the World League of...
You struggle with this, don't you?
World League of Idiots with the letter... It's the letter C this week.
Yeah, and I think we'll give it the official... The official title is Florida Podmen present World League of Idiots.
Yes, that's right.
It's all SEO type stuff, you know, Florida thing.
You have to do that for the corporate, for the board, the board of directors need that.
The investors need that. So check that one off the list. It also allows me to keep this on the same channel.
I think that's what the board of directors
logging out and logging in. That was a pain in the ass doing that before.
We called them the special police.
Where'd you get that badge? Chris has a little fake cop badge, and it just says "Special Police." So that's going to be the title of any cop drama.
I used to, for team meetings, I used to dress up as different things. And one meeting,
I remember you being Bob Ross in one.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
I remember you sent me a screenshot of that. It was amazing.
But I was decided to do 1 week. But when it came, I didn't realize that it said "Special Police" on it, and that's probably about right, actually. But it made me think, if there was a sitcom called The Special Police, what that would look like. And I know exactly. I probably shouldn't say anything, but I know exactly what that would look
like. We've copyrighted. You guys can't have it. It's Chris.
It's like more Naked Gun than anything else. Absolutely. But it'd be funny. Very British. Right. A reminder. Crowbar a theme into this. So we've added the letters of the alphabet, which will help us decide what the story of the day is going to be, or the stories of the day is going to be.
Yeah, this is like
we've done A and B so far.
So logically, we're on to the letter D. Hang on, no, it's C.
Yeah,
C. I senior. See. We should have put it at the end. C senior.
It's you're going to go first today, I think.
Okay, well.
Yeah. Hopefully that's made sense.
To me or to them?
Mainly to me, actually. Look, all right. if you want to go first, because I went first last week, that would be fair, I think.
Sure. I'm going to show you the picture, if I can just pop the picture out now. I've been looking at this picture for a week.
Don't read any of the words.
Just look at the picture.
I'm looking at the picture.
It's just a thing.
And what I can see is what looks to be like a sort of like an army uniform, like one of those. Mm-hmm. But I don't see what they're holding.
So it's two arms coming in from out of frame, holding a white box.
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a white box, but yeah, I can see them holding something.
This is from. Speaking of the alphabet, this is from BBC.
Oh, wait. I've just had a thought. Is it a recent news?
No, this is like 6 years ago.
Oh, it's not what I was thinking then. I thought you were going to say it was to do with the coronation, because that's definitely a kind of army.
That was a bunch of idiots, wasn't it?
Yeah. Don't think you can say that. Don't think you're allowed to say that.
You're going to be hung God save the Queen. The Tower of London or something like that, yeah. Okay, BBC News. Man cements microwave to head in Wolverhampton.
That was that white box ahead.
That's a microwave.
Oh.
Unless he was a robot.
Okay, right. So what's he done?
An internet... Oh, this is a good use of quotation marks. An internet prankster yes, in quotation marks. Nice. Had to be freed by firefighters after cementing his head inside a microwave oven. As you do.
Where's now, he put... So he's opened the door, put his head into the door bit, so it's on its side, and then somehow put some men in within the gap.
Well...
It doesn't seem to make any sense.
Maybe all will be revealed in a minute. Maybe it won't. I don't know. So West Midlands Fire Service, which is one of my favorite fire services in the UK, said it took an hour to free the man after they were called to a house in Ford Houses, Wolverhampton. Friends had managed to feed an air tube into the 22-year-old's mouth to help him breathe during the stunt. So friends are involved. Little tube. Watch Commander Sean Dakin I love that watch commander. Like, what time is it? That's the watch commander. Said that the man could have quite easily suffocated or have been seriously injured. There's another picture, which is a little more...
Yeah, you can see the hand over here, it's his hand.
So here's his shoulder, so he's just literally got a box on his head. Nice. It's a microwave. You can see it. See. Mr. Dakin said he had a he and a group of friends had mixed 7 bags of polyfilla, which really is not cement, it's a little lighter than that, which they then poured around his head, which was protected by a plastic bag inside the microwave. So he's put a plastic bag over his head, which that could suffocate you bad enough. Then you've
that's bad in itself.
Then the next layer, it's like a Scotch egg. So he's his head's the egg, then he's got the cement of the sausage meat, and then the crumbs on the outside is the microwave. I like that. Getting hungry. The oven was being used as a mold, so that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it as like a square mold. Yeah. And really, the microwave was never really part of the actual final design. This is a great detail. The oven was being used as a mold and wasn't plugged in. The mixture set quickly, so it set quicker than they expected. And by the time we were called, they'd already been trying to free him for an hour and a half.
Holy shit. Crews of the technical
rescue team helped with taking the microwave apart. You don't need a technical team. You need a guy with a screwdriver. It took us nearly an hour to free him, added Mr. Dakin. All of the group involved were very apologetic, but this was clearly a call-out which might have prevented us from helping someone else in genuine accidental need. Yeah. There's our friend here. Doesn't even give his name. Yeah. An internet prankster who, like, there's really no... This is just stupid. Like, it's just stupid.
Yeah, it is.
There's a guy I saw on... Now, oh, maybe I should save this for my... We've already done A, so I can talk about this airplane. I just saw this morning, actually. Some guy, for likes or whatever, and I don't know, he must have a lot of sponsors or Patreon money or something like that. He filmed himself. He was in an airplane, like a little solo airplane, like a proper airplane, in the middle of, like, nowhere, over the mountain somewhere, and he jumped out of the airplane. You know, like when you used to be a kid, in Canada, we used to call it ghost riding your bike, when you, like, jumped off your bike and it just kept going?
And let it go.
He did it off an airplane. And the airplane just crashed. I mean, the thing was to film this airplane crashing. It could have killed, like, we could have wiped out a town.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think there's talk about 20 years in prison for that guy.
Holy shit.
And internet pranksters. I mean, this is. But I mean, I like a good laugh more than maybe, as much as the next guy. Slightly more. Sometimes less than the next guy. That's just stupid. Why would you, I mean, God.
I mean, that's one of the first stories for a while that it was. It was an idiot move to begin with, and it was idiotic all the way through, and it only kept getting more idiotic. That's so, just
hey Chris, do you want to put a big cement block around your head?
No,
we'll give you an air tube to breathe into.
Nope.
Plastic bag around your head?
Nope.
How about I know, to make it properly square, let's do it all inside a microwave.
No. Oh, wait there. Is the microwave plugged in or not plugged in?
No, of course not.
Oh, this is fine then. Let me go.
Hey, good plan. Let's do it. Oh, idiot. My God. So anyway, that's it. Shout out to Wolverhampton. and cement. So there's my C.
Okay.
See my C.
Oh, I've just seen the lady that is at the center of the story, of my story, the C.
C for center?
It's called Sharon Carr. So cars... That's not what this is. Let's see if
it is. Is it Sharon with a C too? Sharon?
This is. Let me get to the headline. Oh, it's got that amazing colon cops at the end. So, are you ready?
Okay.
Burglar busted thanks to Cheeto dust on her teeth, cops. This sounds weird, doesn't it?
Is the C for colon cops, CC, or is it for Cheetos?
It's for Cheetos.
Oh, bless it. Do they have Cheetos over here?
Yes, we have Cheetos. I know it's an American snack, definitely. Yeah. Okay. But we do have them over here. They've been out for quite a while. Only they usually sell them, and it has like a sticker over the nutritional value bit, because I believe that the law requires it. So you can see when it's come through that it's been an imported product. Anyway,
gotcha.
This lady, old Sharon, she was caught orange-handed. Because if you haven't had a bag of Cheetos, it's like a more rock and roll what's it. That's
yeah.
Why
I don't think they have the what's in North America, but it's no. Yeah. We know what a cheeto is. We got that. We're following.
Short story. This is a short story. This happened in Oklahoma, in America, and a woman was busted for a home invasion in Oklahoma, thanks to, in part, Cheeto dust found on her teeth. So how's this? What's this? How's that? Sharon was arrested on first-degree burglary charge after allegedly committing the dangerous cheesy act Friday at home in Tulsa. I'm still not getting where the Cheetos fall in, right?
Yes.
Don't worry, that's going to come. Cops say they arrived at the home that night where a mom of two young kids had called 911 to report that another lady had pried a screen off her window and had gotten inside. The snack-loving sneak.
That sounds like something Scooby-Doo.
You know? It is, isn't it? Yeah. Had already fled. But cops say they found a bag of Cheetos and water bottle by the floor next to the open window. So that's... So, like, you know, in, like, Agatha Christie, there'd be a footprint in the soil.
Yeah, yeah.
In America, it's a bag of Cheetos.
That's like the American version of Clue. Like, you buy Clue to the board, you got a candlestick, you know, Mr. Colonel Mustard with a candlestick.
Yeah.
It's like Dolores with some Cheetos in the trailer.
This is my favorite line of the whole report. A few seconds later, car emerged from the shadows.
Glowing bright orange.
The mum that owned the house, she said, "That's her." And then the bus was further cemented. Ah, cement. When they found the incriminating orange snack food residue still stuck in her teeth.
This is an episode of Special Police, isn't it? Realistically, I mean, it's like when you catch a guy like a, you know, in a drug bust. Yeah. He's got the little cocaine mustache. He's got the
cops
Cheeto dust.
Cops think that she dropped the bag while making her escape. And I love the idea that she's walked into the house eating the crisps, right? Or chips.
Through our journey over the last few years with Florida Man and with these idiots. The amount of people that are breaking into people's houses but stopping to eat. Like, if I'm breaking into a house, I'm getting in, I'm getting out. Like, I'll get my ill-gotten gains, cash them in, and go, you know, get a Big Mac or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, people that are making... There was one guy made pasta when he was breaking into a house, and he set the whole house on fire by, like, he threw the tea towel or something on the oven.
You can't... Because the final line here is, it's a good reminder that Cheeto dust can be pretty hard to get rid of. So it's not that she, like your one with the bananas, where they're criminals and then we forgot the crucial bit of evidence. This is more about the fact that she just walked in and gone, now I'm in, I'll have a bag of crisps. That's the more kind of idiotic side of it. So this is,
here's my train of thought, and this might help with the score in this one. If I'm going to eat Cheetos, Cheesies, cheese puffs, whatever they are, the first thing I think about, it's not, I'm going to have a nice cheesy snack. I'm going to get orange shit all over my fingers.
Yeah, fingerprints.
And if you're breaking into somebody's house, the last thing you want is, like, I'm going to have orange shit all over my fingers.
So this is, well, you're right. I suppose there was a little bit. But I just want to know the mentality. Was she eating as she pried the screen window and then got in, and I'll have another one before I take their microwave. So that's what's happening. It's filed under burglaries, crime, dumbest criminals, Oklahoma, and the date. I want to really know what happened on that day.
Born
on
this
date. You could find that.
Where were you?
Yeah. Well, there we go. So let me just say something about your one first. I think your one is one of the most stupidest stories that it starts off stupid, it finishes stupid, it gets stupid in the middle. It's just got to be up there with a high score. I'm thinking if it's not 9, it's
and it's funny. I'm a bit conflicted about it because it's kind of like having a really good actor in a really bad movie because the story was really short. Like it wasn't like I wish the story had more to it. It was like more a fun yarn, yeah. You know, with like a crazy name or something like that. So it was a bit like it wasn't that great telling a story, but it was definitely, you know, if we're just looking on the surface value of.
Yeah, and I think that that's what you do. You just got to see on the basis of stories. It was never a good idea. It ended bad. It was bad in the middle. It was there's never a part of this where I just think, oh, maybe I could forgive them. It's unforgivable. Okay.
So you scored it a 9.
I'm saying, I don't think it's as I don't think it's as high as Atomic Wedge just yet. So it's gotta be a 9 in my head.
I think I agree. There was nothing in this other than maybe trying to make a bit of money on the internet. Like that's the only thing that maybe
possibly
the only good thing. Like that's not even a good thing necessarily. But that's the only way you can kind of potentially forgive them for how stupid they were.
I'm still drawn to the sheer fact that even if you wanted to do something like that, this isn't the way of doing it. There's nothing good can come of this.
I liken this a little bit to it was in season one of this. I told a story about a guy that goes into his local betting shop and he just has like tissue paper stuck on his face and he tries to disguise.
Yes.
Like it was, he had, you know.
Yes.
Just dumb intention. It didn't work. It just got worse throughout. And that scored quite high. That was in the low 9. So I think I'll go about a 9.1 or something like that.
Okay.
So I think we're 9.05. We'll average that out at.
Okay. Right. Now that would just put him behind.
It'd be a 9.4 if the microwave is plugged in, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, this would make it. It would fall just behind the Sergeant Major who crapped himself. Right.
Oh, that was a great story.
So this is currently the guy we're talking about. Guys, microwave. What was the? It's concrete, wasn't it? Concrete, isn't it? Is concrete or cement your word?
I think they said cement.
Okay.
Either way, it begins with C. That's all right. We'll take it.
Right. Microwave cement is third place.
Wow.
Okay. So that... hang on a minute. I'm still trying to spell the word cement.
I'll give you a clue. It begins with the episode letter.
Yeah. Now, I can happily... I want to bring this down a little. My story, that is. I want to bring it down a bit because it's. I just don't think it's in the realms of what you were talking about. But it sort of reminds me. You remember there was a robber who he called ahead and said he was going to rob the place.
Yeah.
And sort of like they could get like nice and prepared. It feels like that sort of thing where you're leaving you're just not thinking about what you have to do to get away with it. And I think that so where was that? This was
I thought that was relatively high. That was in their 7s or 8s.
That's number 7. Yeah, that was that was 7. It's a bang on 7. So I'm thinking
this is pretty very dumb.
It's around about it might be 6.8 for me then. That.
Yeah, I think I mean it's just, you know, like everything's kind of like normal crime, and then it's just one stupid thing. You have to pick fucking Cheetos.
Exactly.
I'd go a little bit higher. I'd go probably like mid-7s on this. So I think we can average it out at maybe 7.2 or something like that.
7.2. Let's see where that what that does to the score.
I just called this one a minus. I just called this Cheeto Teeth.
Okay. So this currently lies in 10th place.
I like
just in front of Hair Comb Mum. If you remember the lady, she couldn't treat bad hair.
Hair syndrome, yeah. Good.
Oh, cheater. There we go. Right, hang on. Oh, actually, it said... It said, do you want to change the spelling of this? I was like, oh, somehow I spelled cheetah wrong. And it changed it to the animal.
Welcome
we
to
all added for this time round. Next episode is the letter
D.
D.
The big D.
The big D. The big D. I can't wait to write that. The big D. Right, we'll not go anywhere then.
I don't think we need to say much more than that.
That's right. Yeah, the dog's doodahs.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah, well, let's get some sleep, rest up, do some push-ups, and circle back next week.
Right, let's. So I'll see you next week then.
Bye-bye.